First, straight to the bushfires. It's the legacy of one of the warmest winters on record, bushfires of a scale that haven't been seen in more than a decade. Still, there's no clear picture of the damage to homes and property just yet, but authorities are saying that hundreds of homes have certainly been lost and the threat isn't over yet. Fresh fires flared again this afternoon. Tomorrow is expected to be cooler before conditions deteriorate later on the weekend. Tonight, about 100 fires are still burning. Nearly a dozen of them are out of control. There is, however, just one emergency, and that's for a fire at Springwood in the Blue Mountains. Lexi Metherill reports.
The enormity of the disaster was underscored today as cracks showed in the usually controlled demeanour of the RFS Commissioner, Shane Fitzsimmons.
We can only be proud of what's unravelled in the last 24 hours. To be talking with family and loved ones last night of our firefighters in hospital, I am pleased that their spirits are high. It's a very difficult scenario.
Authorities are still surveying the damage, but have been preparing New South Wales for the worst. It seems hundreds of homes are gone thanks to an unusually warm winter and yesterday's dry and gusty conditions. The fires have ringed Sydney's north, west and south. To the north, on the central coast, Catherine Hill Bay went up last night. Resident Wayne DeMarco watched as fire threatened the town.
Mate, we saw a very large firestorm. We left. We had to leave. We were evacuated. We came back in last night. The town was saved. The emergency guys did an absolutely fantastic job. The fire was truly unbelievable. Mm. And I have had experience with other bushfires, and this was truly scary.
Another local, John, was also struck by its ferocity.
We put up with bushfires, but we don't put up with firestorms. And last night was a firestorm, and people now probably out of it, the learning is going to be, what do I do in the case of something like this happens again? Because people just panic.
Remarkably, only a handful of properties were lost in Catherine Hill Bay, but there has been tragedy in nearby Lake Munmorah. 63-year-old Walter Linder died from a suspected heart attack after defending his home. No other casualties have been reported, but authorities aren't ruling it out. It's known many houses have gone in the hamlets of Winmalee, Springwood and Yellow Rock in the Blue Mountains. Parts of the street of Emma Parade in Winmalee have been razed. One resident, Brett, and his wife had just bought their first home there.
We came out with that knowledge and I guess that there's that possibility there might be a fire. Certainly didn't expect it within 4 months. However, you know, you don't move up to the mountains without expecting that might happen.
Those who couldn't find shelter with friends or family spent the night in evacuation centres. Sherry from Summerland Point on Lake Macquarie stayed at the Swansea RSL, separated from her 15-year-old son.
His brother's 18. He's got an apprenticeship in Sydney. He couldn't get a home to him neither, and he's worried. And I haven't seen him. And my phone went flat last night and I couldn't keep in contact with him. It's all right.
Federal assistance of $1,000 for adults and $400 for children will be available to those affected. It's the first disaster Tony Abbott has had to confront as Prime Minister. He held a press conference in Winmalee.
There are hundreds of people who are grieving the loss of property. Tragically, there has been, it seems, one life lost. Further north, someone who was defending his house. We grieve for everyone impacted by these fires, and we thank and congratulate everyone who is working to keep the state of New South Wales safe right now.
As they always do, police are investigating the cause of the fires, and the police minister, Mike Gallagher, says the threat isn't over.
I mean, today is as good as it's going to get, if you like, in terms of dealing with these sort of fires. There's a bit of humidity around, which of course puts moisture into the air, which reduces the ability for the fires to spread as quickly as they did on a day like, say, like yesterday. But the fact is that within 48 hours, we're going to be back into some pretty tough climatic conditions again.
Yeah, and firefighters really aren't going to have these fires under control by then.
Now, what they're doing quite sensibly is they realise their limitations in regards to containment. So they are trying to ring the fires in, put them into areas that once they come back to life, if they were to do so on Sunday and Monday, that hopefully they've done enough work around them that there's very little path for them to get out of that containment.
That's the New South Wales Police Minister Mike Gallagher ending Lexi Metherell's report.